They stopped by my work and basically grilled me for a while. And then they asked if I would submit to a voluntary search of my car. And, of course, I said, yeah, go for it. Well, I had two knives in my car and a paperback copy of this book called The Satanic Bible and some damn Dungeons and Dragons handbook somebody had left. You know, I was never Dungeons and Dragons type of guy. But somebody, one of my buddies, left at the car anyway. So they find these two books and these two knives. And, of course, you know, at the time, you know, a teenager, I was into my metal Ozzy and all that crap back at that time. Mm-hmm. So they see my cassette tapes laying around the car. So they immediately click, the light bulb goes on their head, above their head, and they think they've got it solved right now. All of a sudden, we've stumbled on a satanic cult bent on human sacrifice. And that was the root cause of this whole hoax, right there in a nutshell.
Why did you have those knives and the satanic Bible?
Well, first off, I mean, the why is completely irrelevant. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not as if I was in possession of any illegal merchandise or paraphernalia or anything. I mean, this is the United States of America. I can be in possession of whatever I, you know, so choose. Mm-hmm. And granted, I understand that the police should pursue it to a, you know, if it is a possibility, to a reasonable level. But what happened is they took that and ran with it blindly. And also, I believe there was some malicious intent behind that as well, because they had nothing on the investigation. I think they were trying to just drum up some support to show that they were actually onto something. But back to your question, why did I have it? I was basically a country boy. I own knives. One of the knives I had received for Christmas several years prior is a large Bowie knife. The other one was a knife that Kelly had picked up at a garage sale or a yard sale just a few days previously, as a matter of fact. And it wasn't even it was a decorative type of knife, not really useful for any type of sinister purposes whatsoever, more suitable for hanging on a wall. It was a large bladed knife with a curvy type of blade. Yeah, it looked pretty sinister as a prop in some kind of Aztec ritual movie or something, but as far as being an effective weapon, far from it. The Satanic Bible, let's see if I remember right, that was the property of a guy, one of our acquaintances from Lawrence, guy named Lee Shoemate, and he had just simply left it in the car at some point, something he had probably picked up, you know, his old rat, you know, dog-eared, ratted up paperback copy of a book that had simply gotten left in the car in the Dungeons and Dragons handbook. I do not know the origin of that, who it belonged to, but, you know, a bunch of buddies that go out drinking and partying from time to time, you know, property tends to get left in each other's cars, once in a while, and so, yeah, that's, hopefully that answers the question sufficiently.